This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Folks, you've heard me say this before. We are very fortunate every Wednesday at 11 o'clock to have the Michael Heck join us. And he did not escape for Thanksgiving. He joins us again, and we appreciate saying welcome, Michael.
Newell, thank you. I am thankful to be talking to you. I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful that I'm sitting here in a 72-degree and sunny New Orleans during Thanksgiving. A lot to make me smile.
We just talked to Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungess. I said, how's the weather up there? He says, it's cold, and I definitely did not bring the right jacket.
Well, you know, Billy tends to generate his own heat, so he'll be okay.
Yeah, there you go. So, Michael, there's a lot going on here. Obviously, the Build Back Better bill makes its way through the House on the way to the Senate. What are you hearing?
So the issue with the Build Back Better bill now, the $1.2 trillion, is that now the question is, how is the money going to get allocated? Some is going to true up existing programs. Some is going to be competitive. And so now we're working in D.C. to try to figure out what the rules of engagement are going to be so that we can maximize those dollars for Louisiana. And, of course, we know that we have, you know, Mayor Landrieu up there now. And we're incredibly well-placed in the White House on both sides of the aisle, frankly, in D.C., and so maximizing those dollars is our first order of business. But then the second one, and this is kind of the key thing that people are forgetting about, and that is, how are we going to actually receive and allocate and use those dollars? Because as we still haven't spent all the Katrina money, right? It's one thing to get the money, but spending it in an efficient and effective way is a whole nother hill of beans.
Yeah. And I actually misspoke. I called the bill that I wanted to talk about the wrong thing. I was really talking about this $1.75 trillion proposal that passed the House. And
if you call $1.7 trillion stripped down. But, you know, my sense is that it's going to go through. It's going to go through now on reconciliation because they finally have run the traps. I mean, it didn't go through on a huge majority. I think it was like 220 to 213 in the House. But the expectation is that the Senate, where basically there's a Kamala Harris, determining majority, is that it's gonna pass through.
Yeah, it's funny. There are things in this bill that are still people are just finding out about. Yet, still. There was an article in the Washington Times pointing out that there's a $2.5 billion tax break inside this bill to benefit trial lawyers. Now, I have a lot of trial lawyer friends. They take a case on contingency basis. You know, the contingency fee is somewhere between 33-40%. Sometimes if it goes to appeal, can be as high as 50%. They're guaranteed to recoup their costs. They're changing the bill, the tax laws, a proposed tax law change, to allow them to deduct their expenses immediately in the year that they're incurred. And it gets even worse. If they prevail and they get reimbursed for the expenses they wrote off, there's not a charge back to them. So they get to double dip. It's about a $2.5 billion tax break over the next 10 years. Obviously, this is a gift. And these are the kind of things that I think just really turn people off. And it's almost as if they can't help themselves. And I can't imagine the business community is going to be in favor of this.
No, I just had a little bit of mouth vomit as you said that. I'm sorry for your radio listeners, but I've got to tell you my trial lawyer experience one time when we're off air, but it's very personal for me. I think that you know, this is going to, you know, it increases skepticism of the whole political process. And I think it also speaks to something that you and I have been talking about for months. And we've been saying, how do we spend all this money in an economy that is accelerating out of COVID? And this is before we even had all the supply chain issues, which have exacerbated, without creating inflation. And I know that people explained to us that the inflation was going to be transitory, or that inflation wasn't a thing anymore. But, you know, you're looking and seeing now, you know, 5% annualized inflation, and it's here. And the real question that we have now is, of course, because of the labor supply issues and demand, wages are going up. But I think it's a very real question is, are those wages going to get totally eaten up by price increases? And so you hate saying I told you so, but to me, to some degree, I take comfort that the laws of physics and basic economics still seem to matter. So, I've not listened to all 8.5 hours of Kevin McCarthy's speech yesterday.
I did. Let's just suffice it to say you've heard it all already. So.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I think the issue is that when you look at kind of great social legislation that we've had in the past, you know, like New Deal type of legislation, that's been done with much bigger majorities and much bigger mandates. This is kind of being done as quickly as it can before everything flips. And, you know, that doesn't bode well for our political process, and it doesn't bode well for how this plays out going forward. And that would be regardless of which side was jamming it through. So I apologize for mishearing you with your first question. I guess it's
no, I asked it wrong. It was
emotionally.
It was all me.
All right. Well, that's how you broke up with me, too. You said, it's not you, it's me. I know what that means. But I guess I'm following the serenity prayer, Newell.
You've heard that line before, obviously.
Yeah. It's eerily familiar, you know. I think I have it tattooed, like, on my forearm so I can look at it and be reminded, you know, it's not them, it's not them, it's you.
Michael, we have a lot to be thankful for. I said earlier in the show, the Bayou Classic is back. That's a great sign relative to tourism and folks coming back. We typically get a lot of travelers that come back to revisit with their alma maters and watch that traditional rival, and it's just good to hear about it. I know you guys are hosting some stuff this week for the Bayou Classic as well.
Yeah, we're doing a bunch of stuff for the Bayou Classic with J.P. Morgan Chase, for example. We're doing a Black Entrepreneurship Day that we're very excited to be in. We've got a whole economic mobility strategy, and we're basically trying to capitalize on the fact that in entrepreneurship and in tech, we're actually really good as a region. We just ran the latest numbers, Noel. They're pretty impressive that, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the American Community Survey, the New Orleans Metairie MSA is number 4 in the country for women and number 4 in the country for African Americans in tech and digital media jobs. So everybody's getting a bite at the apple here in this fast-growing industry, and so we want to continue to encourage everybody to get involved as a way of generating good jobs and more wealth in the region. And then within that, we also actually have a robotics event that we are hosting to basically highlight STEM and robotics careers. And another fact that people might not know here, but there is a woman, a Ben Franklin graduate, Xavier graduate, named Gilda Barabino, who is currently president of Olin College of Engineering, one of the best engineering schools in the country out of Boston. And she was recently elected to be the head of the American Academy of Sciences the first African-American female in history to run that organization. And she's from New Orleans, a product of our schools. And so these are things that we want to highlight to encourage, you know, future generations to go into these STEM fields, to become entrepreneurs, because, you know, it's why Bonnie and Clyde robbed banks. It's where the money is.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Obviously, with the passing of Thanksgiving, we get right into the Christmas holiday season. And you and I were texting, and I see you've already got a wish list together. You got your Christmas list put together. You're rip-raring to go.
Yeah, I'm ready. So all I want for Christmas, and it's not much, all I want, it's reasonable, I want the country to spend the $1.2 trillion well, particularly the $6 billion around that we're going to get in Louisiana. I want more police for our NOPD. I had the honor of speaking at graduation last week for the new regiment. Excellent group, outstanding looking, diverse men and women, but not enough. We need, as a nation, more people to come back into service. We need to respect the industry, and we need to do things here in New Orleans, particularly whether it's increasing pay or it's reducing recruiting time or fixing laws that prevent lateral transfers, to get more people to serve, because our community needs it. We need to clean up the city and welcome back our tourists. The airport is booming. We just opened the Four Seasons. Viking River Cruises is coming. So we got to make sure we're ready to receive back the world onto our shores. And then we got to keep making sure that when people are thinking about leaving places like New York and California, because, man, they can now, particularly with remote work, that they're thinking about coming to Louisiana and coming to greater New Orleans, and we reignite the talent attraction that we had post-Katrina, because at the end of the day, it's all about people, and we need the best and the brightest making New Orleans and the region their home. So that's all I really want. And so, you know, thanks for that.
Well, it's good to know that you're focused, right? You've already got this wish list. Let there be no excuse, you know, for Santa not to take notice of what it is that you desire, and many others, including myself.
No, it's all there, but it's important that the metaphor that always works in my mind, Newell, is that, you know, we got to make sure that we don't trip on what's in front of us, but we got to make sure that we're also walking in the right direction. And so all of us have to be dealing with the acute issues, even while we're making sure that we are headed in the right direction. You know, we need to rearrange the deck chairs so we get a good view, but also make sure that the ship is heading towards open seas and nothing dangerous. And so, you know, I think that coming out of COVID, it's very exciting. There's a good spirit back in the air. We've had a heck of a year in some ways, like with our startup exits. You see the last one that just happened, that Sunpro on the North Shore sold for $850 million to ADT. But now we gotta get back to work. Now we gotta, you know, take that new wealth and kind of weaponize it to fight for a better future for our kids. And so that's what I'm trying to get people to focus on.
If you could just briefly describe why these are so important. I mean, I the most obvious is that it really brings attention to our space here, right?
Yeah, there are a bunch of reasons. One is that these companies have investors from New York, from Boston, from California, from Austin, from Asia. And so all the venture capitalists and the money people in those markets are watching these exits, and they're going to see the success, and that's going to encourage them to invest more in local companies. So there's a validation. The second thing is that, according to our calculations, these exits will now, if you include Sunpro, will probably bring well over $1 billion of new wealth to the region. That's new millionaires are going to be here now. A lot of those were employees of these companies. So they're going to be able to now invest in other companies, start their own companies, and also invest in local nonprofits and philanthropies and help make a difference. And then finally, getting back to the first thing and the work that we're doing on Entrepreneur Day with J.P. Morgan with the Bayou Classic is that for those people that are considering becoming entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurship is one of the important routes to wealth creation, now they can see somebody else has done it, and that makes it more tangible for them, and it makes it easier to take that risk. And so there's a modeling and a patterning which will encourage the next generation. So, yeah, these successes are important. Now we've got to work to make sure that these companies, the new companies, stay and grow here. But overall, it's validation, it's wealth, and it's inspiration. And that's all pretty good before noon.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Michael, we're going to get to a break. When we come back, we'll visit with a guest that you're bringing with you, John Landrum, VP of Innovation at Intralox, as well as Karen Kearney, the Director of Corporate Communications there at Intralox. A lot of people don't really know about this company. They're very intriguing in a lot of the things that they actually produce, and they're an international company. They have places all over the world, but they're headquartered right here in Jefferson Parish. So it'll be good to talk to them about an exciting new expansion on the North Shore. So we'll be back with Michael Heck, John Landrum, and Karen Kearney when we return. Stay with us.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are back with Michael Heck, and he brings with him some special guests for us today. Michael?
Thanks, Newell. I'm thrilled to have John Landrum, who is the Vice President of Innovation at Intralox and a good friend of mine, and Karen Kearney, who is the Director of Corporate Communications for Latrim, joining you today. You know, the way that I talk about Latrim is I say two things. It is basically an innovation company. It's an advanced manufacturer with 3,000 employees and the most patents in all of Louisiana that operates, I think, 11 locations around the world. But it's basically an innovation and talent factory. That's really what they produce. And in this world, there's two kinds of companies. There are wealth creators and those companies that exist as a consequence of wealth. Latrim is the former and a fantastic example. So proud to partner with them and glad that we have them on the show today.
John and Karen, welcome to the show. Exciting news about a new facility on the North Shore. But before we go there, if you could just give our listening audience the benefit of the backdrop of what you guys do, the breadth and depth the same, and the fact that y'all are an international company.
Karen, you mind if I take a stab at that?
Please do.
Can you hear me okay? Okay,
yes.
Good. So first, I want to thank both of you, Michael. I am president of the Michael Heck Fan Club. Everything you all are doing to drive innovation here is just remarkable. So a lot of great.
Send a check, Michael. Send a check. This is a paid advertising.
Newell, your name comes up in our management circles as having been very helpful right after Katrina when we were trying to get access to our Harahan plant, and I think you were instrumental in us getting open really fast. So unless my information's wrong, thank you for that, too.
I worked with a fine gentleman there. If my memory serves me correct, his name is James Farley. Is that
James
right?
Farley. Yes. He led the charge back in, and you were instrumental to that, so thank you. But to answer your question, so Latrim is Marcial spelled backwards, and Marcial was the middle name of J.M. LePere, who had 190 U.S. patents, ranging from the first one was a shrimp peeling machine. He had a space-saving stair called LePere stair, all kinds of digital compass, optical printers. The least sexy of all those was modular plastic conveyor belting, and that's what Intralock sells. And when I say it's the least sexy, it is surprisingly, it's the most valuable. So if you think of a modern manufacturing company or a modern food producer or a contemporary logistics company like the Post Office or Amazon, they've got huge investments in their capital facilities, and they make or lose money depending on whether they're up or whether they have downtime. So we sell, imagine Intralock is, what we sell is Lego pieces joined by these interconnecting rods and driven by sprockets. So they're inherently low maintenance compared to the kinds of technologies they replaced. And it's just a big advantage to our customers that they don't go down, and if they do go down, they're quickly maintained. So that's the difference in the two businesses.
It's interesting how you tend to oversimplify it, John, because that technology actually can make twists, turns, and everything else that the predecessor technology really wasn't really good at, was it?
Well, here's what happened. So there was the basic belting that was really innovative when we launched in, say, 1971, and it quickly modernized food production and some types of manufacturing like tire making and can production. But one of our inventors, a man named Mark Costanzo, had the idea of putting an axle in one of those modules in a little cavity and putting a roller on that. And then we found ways to get those rollers excited through things that could rise up under beneath those. And that led to, I guess, getting into the high-speed logistics industry where you can take packages of almost any shape or size and move them and manipulate those at really high speeds into a lot of configurations. And that's been the basis of our logistics market. And that's also our fastest growing market. You can almost think of us as being sort of like, I don't know if you were paying attention to football back in the days of the championship Miami Dolphins in the early 70s. They had Larry Zonka, was sort of their reliable running back, and they had Mercury Morris, the breakout running back. So the logistics industry is our breakout running back. It's booming. It's growing at, I don't know, it, you know, in a given year, 30, 50%. And the other business is more stable. It always grows, but a more predictable rate. And we expect to cross the $1 billion bookings mark this year.
You guys also have been very successful in kind of breaking the frontier on the use of plastics, the density, the strength, the versatility as well, right?
That's really insightful. It's a really insightful question. There are a lot of plastic injection molders around the world. We're injection molding thicker walled parts, so it takes a lot of experience in our business to be really good at that.
Yeah, and you know, it's what y'all, and I've always said this about the company, it's a hidden gem that sits there that's kind of nondescript and nobody really quite understood what it was that you guys do.
Yeah, it's one of those things. We don't have a local buyer market, so we don't advertise much locally. We're a very big local employer across a wide range of managerial and professional categories, but also inspector, packers, assemblers. So you can go up and down the skill range, and we have lots of opportunity for lots of people. We especially need people who are good machinists, mechanical engineers, those categories. And they're relatively, New Orleans doesn't produce as many of those as some other parts of the country do. So we're always looking for people that are really good in those categories.
So tell us about the new facility on the North Shore. Governor John Bell Edwards and the Intralock's president, Adele Blanks, who I know a fine gentleman as well, had an exciting announcement on the North Shore.
Karen?
Yeah, Noel, love to tell you about that. Well, it's the third major expansion at our Hammond plant. It's a $60 million expansion. It will more than double the size of the facility, bringing the total footprint of that plant to 400,000 square feet.
Wow.
What it will do for us is it will increase our belting input by about 50%, and it also will be hiring 425 new employees at that facility over the next few years. And I'll tell you one thing that's really interesting about that, and it's connected to our Louisiana facilities, is that we produce our belts and components in Louisiana. So these are Louisiana-made products. And then we ship them to interlocks and assembly operations around the world, in Amsterdam, in China, the UK, Brazil, Australia, Japan, and India. So that's the parts and components and belts made in that facility will be shipped all over the world.
And most of those plants around are, as you referred to, as assembly plants. All of the component parts, as you pointed out, made here, and they just assemble this in those plants across the world.
We do all of our injection molding here in Louisiana, and we ship for international assembly to be close to the customer. So if you want, let's say you someone runs a forklift into your pasteurizer belt, your plant is down until you can get a new replacement belt. And so we try to be close to the customer. We have assembly sites in Australia, China, Brazil, Japan, Amsterdam, England, and, of course, the U.S. So that enables us to get a belt to you quickly. And part of our business model, we don't sell on a commodity basis. One of the big innovations after the product itself was going direct. We went direct back in the late 1980s. Instead of selling through mainly resellers and distributors, so that we could do a better job of communicating the value to the end users, but it also gave us a chance to understand their applications well and do a really good job of helping them get these applications right the first time, because it's really expensive if you have a problem starting up your facility. And we have a worldwide toll-free capability where a customer who has a question or a problem can dial our toll-free number. And within three rings, an expert has picked up. It's not a call center. It's an expert who picks up speaking that local language. And then we have, in all of our assembly sites, we have extra lead capacity in our inventory so that we can get something to the loading docks in as short as 4 hours, at least at the New Orleans facility, which is really remarkable in our business. So the whole point of it is to keep making sure that our customers don't have downtime.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to continue this conversation after the break. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., John Landrum, VP of Innovation at Intralox, Karen Kearney, the Director of Corporate Communication at Intralox as well. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., as well as John Landrum and Karen Kearney from Intralox. John, you guys have had the opportunity to work with a lot of economic development folks around the world. You know, y'all have made significant investment, not only in Jefferson Parish, but in other parts of Louisiana as well. What do you find that's striking about your experience here? Other than Michael Heck, okay.
We'll see where this goes. I'm gonna close my phone and listen on the radio.
Well, Michael Heck is answer number one, and you know everything else is a distant second. But let me go to those distant seconds. So first of all, we started here, right? So that's part of it. And then one reason that we're here, I do think there's a culture in New Orleans that marries well with our company culture. We have a fairly, for a company that's in the industrial space, we're actually very creative. And part of that is based on, in fact, a large part of that is based on what we call the Latrim business philosophy. I'll give you a quick illustration, then I'll try to connect all these dots. When I was interviewing to join the company back almost 29 years ago, there were four executives in the interview. It's about a 90-minute interview, and Jay LaPere, the head of the company, was one of them. And he only asked one question, and it was near the end. And he said, John, imagine you had an idea to improve the company, and I said no, and you thought it was a big deal. Convince me you're the kind of person I could trust to keep pushing it. So just think about that for a minute. How many CEOs actually want you to disagree with them if it's for a constructive reason? And that was a pretty intoxicating question at the interview. That sort of sold me on joining the company. And so when you're in one of our meetings, when one's going well, it should be hard to tell who the boss is, because the boss isn't very bossy. He's trying to make sure that the conversation has high conversation quality. And that's really important in innovation. So we can't pretend our products work if they don't. We can't pretend customers value them if they don't. We have to have every head in the room, everybody feeling free to say what they think, and yet within the boundaries of friendliness, respect, and listening, because we're not just trying to win debates. We're trying to listen to each other. And that's our company culture, and the kind of people who – there are a lot of people in New Orleans who want to be a part of a culture like that. And so we find it pretty synergistic.
You know, it's kind of –
Go ahead. I'd like to add to that. We're also working with Greater New Orleans, Inc. to grow the technical skills of our local workforce. You talked about partnerships. And just an example of that is we've worked with Greater New Orleans, Inc., McCormick, Elmer Candy, Delgado, North Shore Technical College, New Nest Community College, to develop a mechatronics apprenticeship program. Mm-hmm. And what this program does is it addresses the shortage of workers in advanced manufacturing. And so it's that type of partnership that we've been able to create and develop with the support of Greater New Orleans, Inc., and there are numerous examples of that. Because that growing those technical skills within our local workforce is very important to us, and it's very important to our local economy.
And it's an exciting place to be in mechatronics. We sometimes lose. There are more appealing industries that have more appeal in the service, like aerospace or dot-coms and whatnot. But a lot of our employees are people who started in places like that and find that they can actually get shorter feedback loops on their innovation. So when I talked about our customer intimacy, our products, when we're working on a new invention, it's largely pre-sold because we don't work on anything that we haven't proven before we start working on it that it would have value to the customer. And so if I'm a young mechanical engineer or wannabe inventor, I'm likely working on something that's going to, most of them will get a patent, and pretty soon it will be installed in the global environment. And so you're working with a global footprint to see your stuff getting out there in the world. And that's pretty exciting for innovators.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I hear what you're saying, and I immediately think your technology is in the bowels of every production and warehouse facility around the world. And when you say it's not the glitzy, thing, I just have to kind of chuckle because it's not. But going back to what Jay said to you, though, it kind of runs contrary to, the first impression, right? And it may be lasting, but it may not be the right one. And I love the fact that he's like, push it, sell me on it. My first intuition may not be the right intuition, and I'm sure that y'all have revisited that conversation over and over and over again.
Well, I sometimes have to remind Jay that he values my disagreement. He doesn't get up and come around the table and hug me in real time if I disagree. But that was his whole point, right? I mean, we're a lot of us are pretty assertive people, and the whole point is it takes, some moxie, it takes some integrity to stand up for what you believe in. If you look at the things that are best about our company, whether it's the Latrim business model, the going direct, and the Latrim business philosophy, the early inventions like TRT, none of those was popular at the beginning. The roller belt in the module, none of those was popular. Somebody had to push for what he or she believed, and so we really value that capacity to our company.
But the other thing, John, that makes that work is that it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And, and not being afraid to take risk, calculated risk, obviously, But learning from those and growing together, it's really a unique culture.
So we try to limit making mistakes. We try to limit the size of a mistake. You know, how do you have safe experiments?
That's right.
Right, absolutely. Yep. So we're in a weird time right now as it relates to employment. What types of folks are y'all looking for?
Karen, you should amplify something you said a few minutes ago. Why don't you drill down into that?
Yeah, you know, everyone is the simple answer there. I mean, everyone. I mean, we're a global company. We have over 3,000 employees. You know, as the e-commerce segment grows, our digital and ITS divisions have grown exponentially over the past few years. So, yes, we need employees in assembly and engineers and electricians, but we also need digital
analysts,
experts. And yeah, exactly.
And people. That's exactly right.
And the other thing to mention is something very unique about our business model is that our sales teams are specialists. We are organized by industries, so we have a very robust global sales team. And one interesting thing about another interesting thing is many of our employees work remotely, which is so important to our growing workforce that you have the opportunity to work in a remote environment. I mean, a large percentage of our senior management team lives all over the world.
I would say the common denominator, the people who tend to flourish at our company have two qualities. One is they don't see themselves as a finished product, meaning we can always, when you're in a high-growth environment, high-innovation global environment, nobody's really up to their job, you know, so you have to be able to accept that and say, I'm always in growth mode. That includes me. That includes everybody. The second thing is you have to have a high level of, we'll say, self-agency. That sounds a little wonky, but I'm not just doing what I'm told. I'm not just trying to please somebody. I understand the end in mind, and I'm trying to bring my maximum, everything I've got, into making it real and continue to find ways to have an impact. And those people stay with us a long time and have a great time working for us and do very well.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. I hate to cut you off, but we've got to get to a break. Congratulations on your most recent announcement of the expansion over at your Hammond facility. And happy Thanksgiving to you guys, your company employees, and thank you for all that you've done over the years as a great corporate partner in this metropolitan area.
Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
All righty, Michael, as always.
Thank you both.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving to all of y'all and your families. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Paid for by the committee to reelect Marlon Gusman Sheriff.
Susan Hudson has sold her soul to extreme, out-of-state, radical special interests. In return, the special interests are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars doing Hudson's dirty work by attacking Sheriff Gusman with false and misleading campaign ads. These PACs and supporters from New York, San Francisco, and Moscow, Idaho, are promoting dangerous, radical policies of defund the police and no jails. And Ms. Hudson is their puppet. Now, she claims to be a champion of transparency, but these PACs don't disclose all their contributors. So, Ms. Hudson, if you truly believe in transparency, denounce the support of these dark money PACs and demand that they disclose their contributors. But voters, don't hold your breath.
Good news for soon-to-be engaged couples and anybody who loves extraordinary jewelry. Aucoin Hart recently received 2 first-place National Design Awards from the American Gem Trade Association. Still, while national awards are nice, you know what means more? Once again being voted Best Local Jeweler by the readers of Gambit. Aucoin Hart has been named one of New Orleans' best jewelers for more than 20 years now. And you know what? We are thankful and inspired to know that customer relationships still matter. New Orleans still cares about artistry, value, and 5-star personal service. Listen to this online review from Zach in Slidell. He says,
Hands down, best jewelers on the globe. I have been fortunate enough to have traveled and shopped all around the world, and nothing compares to Oakland Heart Jewelers. Well said. As many of you know, the best jewelry, customer experience, and prices can be found local. There's a great work of art in every box from Oakland Heart on Metairie Road.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, listen to Springfield Wellness Center's founder, Paula Norris Metayer.
Being able to block somebody's craving, that is the nugget. That's the secret. You can detox somebody and get the substance removed from the system physically, but it doesn't change the brain. A lot of people think people are trying to get high. They're trying to get relief is what's happening. They're afraid. They're hopeless. They really don't think that this can work. That they will trust just enough to let us get at least 4 or 5 days of the IV into their system. Their life will change dramatically for the better.
Put your addiction behind you. Call Springfield Wellness Center, 504-291-4000.
Just call us. That's all. And we'll be waiting for you.
504-291-4000. 291-4000. Springfield Wellness Center.
Hey folks, Bobby Hebert here from my friends over at Clearwater Pools and Spas. Get your backyard ready for the cooler weather with a hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas. They have the largest selection in Louisiana, including hot spring spas. Clearwater Pools and Spas also has a great selection of high-end grills. Make your backyard the place to watch the game in style. Visit Clearwater Pools and Spas in Covington, Metairie, Baton Rouge, Pearl, Mississippi, or their newest location in Gulfport. Clearwater Pools and Spas. CWNOLA.com.
Head to Trap Cadillac Chevrolet in Houma for some honest conversations about your auto needs. Don't let lack of inventory stop you. Trap Cadillac Chevrolet will help you in any way they can. Check out the new Cadillac lineup at Trap Cadillac Chevrolet, 200 South Hollywood in Houma.
Rejuvenate your mornings with Rejuvenate. RejuvenateMedical.com.
All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed learning about Intralox. If you go up the UAP Long Bridge and you look to the right, a lot of that area and piece of geography there is where Intralox and Latrim are located here in Jefferson Parish. So coming up, Leslie Harris, runoff candidate, District B. We'll visit with Ms. Harris to find out about her candidacy for that race. She's in a runoff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.